Jean Watson, and I'm glad you're listening today on UCB Ireland. This week, I want to speak to anyone who's been hit with an unexpected trauma recently. As hard as we all try to navigate life, avoiding unpleasant surprises, we all have those days when tragedy strikes. Maybe it's that phone call we never wanted, or a doctor's diagnosis, or divorce papers, or an unexpected job termination. You fill in the blanks. Where were you when you felt like you were hit with a wave you didn't see coming? How did you respond? Though we can't always predict or control what life throws at us, Jesus has made a way for us to walk on even the fiercest storms. Just after the Lord had fed the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish, Matthew chapter 14 says, "Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" When Jesus sent the disciples ahead of him, he surely knew about the storm they were about to face. But instead of going with them to guide them through the difficulty, he met them there in a way they weren't expecting. And not recognizing him, they feared him. Even hearing his voice was not enough to still their fears. They needed proof that Jesus was who he said he was. So Peter boldly took the Lord at his word and came when Jesus called, walking on the very waves that should have drowned him. I can just imagine the terror in that moment, stepping out of the safety of the boat into the dark in the middle of a storm. Could I have done that? I doubt it. Still, Peter did the impossible and walked on the waves, obeying the Lord's voice. And only when he took his eyes off the Lord and looked at the storm did he begin to sink. Well, I believe Jesus set this whole situation up so we could learn how to face the storms of life that we're not expecting. When the storm hits, first of all, know that just because God doesn't act the way you expect him to, doesn't mean he's not there with you. Remember what Jesus told his followers when they didn't recognize him. He said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." No matter how terrible the storm is raging around you, God is with you. Listen for his voice above the waves. There's no storm that's come upon you that surprises God. There's no storm in life that's bigger than him. Psalm 89:9 says, "You rule the raging of the sea. When the waves rise, you still them." When disaster strikes, why do we doubt if God is with us? Why do we doubt who he is? Why do we doubt that he can pull us through? You may feel like life has turned completely upside down and you have no idea which way to go. But friend, Jesus is there in front of you. Listen for his voice, and he will guide you to where you need to go. With Jesus as your Lord, you do not have to live in fear, no matter how loud the storm is raging around you. Keep your eyes on God alone and listen for his voice. Just as Jesus reached for Peter's arm when he was sinking, the Lord will not let you drown. Listen for his voice. Keep your eyes on him and keep walking towards him. You're going to be okay. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the story of Peter, who had the courage to step out of the boat and follow your voice in the storm. I pray for anyone listening today who's in the middle of a storm. Help that person to hear your voice above the waves. Give us all fresh faith to trust you to pull us through even the fiercest storm. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. When the winds are blowing and the waves are crashing around you, don't forget, listen for God's voice. He is with you. And thanks for listening today. I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.